I tell you what, you cannot quote like, come do labor. You know, you come to Jesus Christ. I got Bible, and you go, one of the lone man. And you go, to one, no. No, no, fight your fan on your neck, and a lone man. And you go, you can't let me on your piano da. On a man do, the Bible, rala no. We, okay, la go, the Ligi, or your hater. Okay, la go, call on your talone man. Okay, go, no, Halena, on do, and go, be on your damn penny. Kela bo komu nu be kaya ne bia gogo kela aga bai do anya ko wiyo anne no wa mo tu ko a ko kwa ondu ano le le din che ama no chi a ko la no tutu ege du ma no le ondu I o tu ko ko nya ya tabo la jo pia luna anya ko wiyo die ku Jesus Christ amen oine e waga Oh, I shall not know. I say, oh, honey, oh, I shall Africa know. Nana, Mukolo Nulia, Odoko Kela, Queen, Odoko Kola, Jesus Christ, Alegajilo.
Will you translate, sir? Yes, you'll translate.
I translate.
Okay, it's fine. Good evening, everyone.
I'm my nephew.
And let's open our scriptures in our minds and have a time of teaching of the Word of God.
And all the Bible nla kan lo oda no okelo wacho nwa no no wale che mapi
that Christ may reveal himself to us by faith in the gospel.
Che ko ochegede kondu Jesus Christ ko le yato telano modanu Bible ka.
We have to be taught by God who he truly is, so as we open the scriptures he gives us life.
So owo ichofofunu anu chabo che chabu Jesus loche ko loje kwatu gba.
And I'm going to be speaking from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1 through 4.
Nga akela no patu Corinth play e ya play ogbe yan to bene.
And scripture says Paul called to be an apostle
ene higu ko le pio o cheho o leho ko wojo
of Jesus Christ through the will of God
o leho ku Jesus Christ
and Sosthenes, our brother.
Memory Sosthenes, oine, ipelo wojo.
And the first thing I see is that Paul calls this other man, who's a preacher of the gospel, his brother.
Ola flenu malablo upo ho o Sosthenes.
Now, he is not as great as Paul. Not as mighty as Paul. Not as much power as Paul. But Paul shows his greatness and his power by stooping down to help someone else and by calling someone else.
Aman megen upo tinu waje komo ho che lo tabo waje ti oko wo ine kana ifelo wojo.
And by calling someone else his equal in Christ Jesus, his brother.
O ka joka o che ben ka no o le ho ben ka no aneli pu Christ.
What this means is that each of us is saved by grace. Each of us is equally
saved.
Because we are saved completely through our Lord Jesus Christ with an everlasting salvation.
You kahini, owo icho lamla heta. Mali or to come to Jesus Christ, yo piongo do no lo memma.
And all the people that God has chosen to save are one in Jesus Christ.
No, our choke for Christ.
Yes, and all of us are brethren and family.
Again, Jano,
this man here is my security now. But if he comes to faith in Christ, he's my brother and my equal.
Oh, weka. Oh, Lord, do Jesus Christ in me. Ko won do kano. Ole pio ine kum. Ole pio cheben kamiya.
And
weko unpio no kum.
And just like he is charged to lay his life down for me.
Again, no jugu. Ko kono. Oh no, a buckle hollow, no hoy, tuna. Again, no joke, clockunua.
I would be charged by God to lay my life down for him.
Oh, I took a lumpuka, unkekohei, tankeku yeg.
We are brothers and we are one in Christ.
I know why, and okay, we're equal to Christ.
Point number two. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, that particular place. To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Lipu Christ. Bro Elisha, please sit here.
So to be sanctified in Christ, it means that because of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God has chosen us from before. Even before he made this world, he chose everybody he would save in Christ.
And
he sanctified us. He set us apart. Just like we said this morning, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. He made a distinction. He separated light from darkness. He separates the good from the evil. But he separates us in Christ Jesus before we ever come to him. You come to him not on an accident. But because God has grace predetermined for you. And so he sanctifies us. He sets us apart from the rest of mankind in Christ Jesus before time began.
I want to know what
who sets us apart? Who makes the decision to save us, and then he does not go back on his calling?
Jesus ya oda no ka o loya o ke ti bi manu.
The Almighty God.
Owo ito man chalane.
He chose me, predestined me, he set me apart in the ministry.
Olum ya. Olu olo fujegam.
He told the prophet Jeremiah that before you were born, I set you apart. I sanctified you to be a prophet. And he would not take no for an answer. The Almighty God, even in Benue, is it Benue?
Benue? Oko waje ku Benue na. Oko waje ku Benue na.
Even in Benue, he has a people he sets apart. I trust for himself. And then he comes to get you and encourage you and enlighten you by the gospel.
So our choke like a lubenwena, no ke teho, no ke biokakunu, wajaje.
And look what he does. Point number three.
Megeno wacho ya. Ochele ometa.
He calls us to be saints. He calls us unto himself by the gospel.
And
so Paul is writing to the church of God unto all those who've been sanctified by God, called into holiness, with all who in every place call on the name. Yes, of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Yeah. I know I've been saved because I call upon the name of the Lord. I call upon him daily.
And you
know what I say? Lord, save me.
So, Jesus Christ,
and my favorite thing to say right now unto God is, Lord, help me. I've got no ability to make these people trust in Christ. But you do.
And
the Lord God said, if we would humble ourselves, what would happen? He lift us up. And so he told us to take the lowest seat.
And so
in my soul,
so ipodom,
even though my chair is here in the front,
bunanana,
my soul is in the back,
odom,
hiding and waiting on God. And he comes to the person who is truly humble. He comes unto the person who knows nothing and can do nothing except God teach
him.
He comes unto the person who has nothing to give God. That makes it all of grace, sir. And that's what gives God glory. And that's what we want, me and you, more than anything else. If we are saved, we're Christians, the glory of God. Am I right? Am I right? I'm telling the truth, though.
Yes.
Let's keep going.
He saves helpless sinners because of the grace in Christ Jesus.
You see? Jesus Christ,
verse number 3 and 4. And Paul says, grace to you. It's to you who call upon the name of the Lord.
Jesus Christ,
it's to you who have been sanctified in
Christ.
It is you that have been called and come unto his holiness. As you see, the grace of Christ is for everybody.
Jesus Christ,
but if you don't trust that grace, you're under the wrath of God right now. There is only grace and peace through Jesus Christ with God our
Father.
Otherwise, I'm under his wrath. No matter how hard I try, but through Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will hear this poor sinner.
Jesus Christ,
let's keep going. Verse number 4 is our last verse. I am a true preacher of the grace of Christ. And you know how I know so? I preach the scripture. And I challenge men, any man on earth, to come and show me the things I'm preaching are not true. And when we get done with that conversation, there will be no conviction in my heart I have not preached the truth. Because if it's in the Bible, we stand upon it no matter what anybody says, or if I've never heard it in my life. Let me tell you a quick story. I was a false prophet. I was preaching sincerely, but I did not know God in the gospel. And when I heard that true gospel, that Christ did it all.
Jesus Christ,
one more time. Christ did it all.
Jesus,
hallelujah. When I heard that true gospel, I cast aside my false gospel.
Yes.
I threw it away.
I know.
If the things I believe are wrong and not taught in the Bible, I throw them away. You understand me? Because the grace of Christ makes us holy, and he makes us to follow this book.
Jesus Christ,
and I don't care what it says, as long as he says it, I'm obeying it.
Paul,
he says this, it's my last verse now. And it's my main point. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was which was given to you in Christ Jesus. What that means is that God looked at Jesus Christ and he blessed you. He looked at Jesus Christ and he gave you eternal life through believing the gospel. And the Apostle Paul, he said, I thank God because grace does not come from men. He's saying, God, you had everything to do with this, and nobody else had anything to do with it at all. Is that too strong or is that good news? I want a salvation that has nothing to do with me, but gives me all of the benefits. The scripture says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Is that true?
Yes.
Let me ask a question.
No kada.
Is the person in America or the person that's big ogre and a doctor with hospital? Are we more blessed in Christ Jesus than you who are struggling to eat tomorrow?
Now, I don't know why America. No, Kelly, Doctor Kelly J. Oh, what you call her clan? Fiano Bano, get no leco, leken kea.
I'm blessed in Christ Jesus.
Mioha, the poor Christ, me pitch you.
Whether I'm sick or if I die. If my armed security guards all get paid off and they take my life, I'm blessed in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But here's the beauty.
I'm
equally blessed. It's the blessing is to have him, is to have God, is to be forgiven,
blessing
is to be holy,
Jesus Christ,
is to be in Christ, is to be blessed with eternal life. If the blessings are things that cannot be seen. Even as Paul said, we look not at the things that can be seen. All the fancy garments. If you look at my garments, it might make you sad. Oh, this envy. Envy, I don't have that. I've been there. But listen to me. You have everything I have in Christ Jesus. You understand?
Hallelujah!
Holiness.
Hallelujah!
Holiness?
Hold on, brother. Hold on. Oda no ka apeinu. Oho ho ho. America no wea. Oho ho ho lo tahanu. Moche no oi bugadi nu yena. Oye kolu Jesus in me. Oine nu no wea. Ojonje mlanu. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus Christ, depend again now. Whether we Pialu, whether we America, whether we India, Jesus Christ, John Gelo,
amen.
Hallelujah.
I love that about God too. We're brothers, we're family, and the blessing is Him. It's not money. There are millions of people in America who are going to hell under the wrath of God with so much money.
But
you would choose to take their place, except the grace of God has chosen you to be sanctified and saved by Jesus Christ right here.
So, oh wait, I got me unless. Jesus Christ in me. Go watch your go to Jesus Christ. Go hakunu go haku Jesus Christ. Nini kunu call a pew pekwa. Whether Alije no. Whether I doche no. Whether I che jo no. Once na lo haku Jesus Christ in me. In a moment. Because of that duma. Oh, he call him Pabole Chema. O mi akọ ko he ko hi pabole chema oda no oda du ku o mi agbe bicho lagbe okunu hallelujah.
Speak by your power, almighty God. Be thankful.
Mo lote ikonu
is the apostle Paul. He said, I thank God for you and the grace he gave you in Christ Jesus. It has nothing to do with you, everything to do with God's grace in Jesus Christ. And just as Paul was thankful for you being saved, you and I are to be thankful for our salvation the rest of our life. And if you live, listen to me please, if you live in thankfulness, you will do anything for God.
Hallelujah. Oh, ekodanu Jesus owo cho ya lo li pu Christ ale ju iba. Ego mano he ko ga tumulo wo ijoa odadu na ya age ya chilanu but odanu Jesus ya lo aju imbe ede nya o he yo ge do ye ga.
No, that's how I became a missionary.
I know I o yu gbe la nkana nu ku pio le hoba no ba.
I was in my shower and the water was coming down to hide my tears,
right? So I know more begging at Yalea Anu Bojiku.
And I started to plead with God. Please. Let me do something for you.
No le yalu.
Let me say and show I'm thankful.
Che Junta.
And I refused to let God take anything less than my entire life. Because I was so thankful He saved me.
So because ma mote ikonu kahini owo cholu heta.
I was so thankful that He forgave me. I was so thankful that He redeemed me. I was so thankful that He gave me power over sin. Because I have struggled in my sin a long time. And to be forgiven, it was so great I had to go tell the world about his mercy.
And
he appointed me unto this place in Nigeria. He appointed me into the sub-Saharan Africa. He told me to come here because you people were hearing from false prophets.
Jesus Christ.
They were taking your money and destroying your souls. And I hated it. It was an abomination unto me. So I was so thankful unto God. That I'm willing to lay down my life. How about you? How thankful are you really in your Redeemer? I know that if he didn't do it all by himself, if he left me, Pastor, with only one thing I had to do myself, I would not do it. Because the devil is too strong for me and you. But through the grace of Christ, we have been set free. And so now I'm asking you to live your life in thankfulness. Don't talk about what you don't have and then look to America.
Praise the Lord. Hold on. Odanu owocho chegbanu mege amla. Odanu owocho yado lipu Christ ya. Oh hey, your God, tanya. Oh hey, lokonu. Oh hey, yo. Oh hey, naala wa nyoto owochoa. Hallelujah. Oh hey, kalo hey, ya nyoto leche no ye la lo. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. I know may or than I ele America. I know may or than I chene hile. I get low here, you tower to Lanyana.
Talk about what you do have and look to Christ.
Oh, dano what you yalua. Naima, I know more than what you yalo to ha.
Is you have eternal life right now. You will never die. You will never die. Your body will die, but not you. You've escaped the wrath of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ has already suffered that for you.
Jesus,
be thankful. Be thankful in the hard times and the good times. In the hard times,
Econo chicken.
I say, grace, lift me up.
Then, kaka, enyikowocho, jungicho.
In the good times, I say, grace, I thank you.
Ekoloyinko, enyinyowocho, anyao.
Even,
ekobiobinko, enyinyikowocho, anyao.
When I don't have anything, I have everything. I went home to the U.S. in October. And I had friction with my housing. I was almost homeless. It's the COVID virus. People that would normally take me in were afraid.
So, olugu COVID-19,
and I went down to the homeless shelter, except it's close. But once I stopped praising the grace of Christ, even when my heart was hurting and weeping tears like I've never felt in my life. Has anybody here ever lost a mother? And you know how you hurt on the inside? And yet you can still sing, thank God for the grace of Christ. And because of that grace, everything that God does is all right in my life. If He chose me, if He redeemed me, if He died for my sin, if He called me out of darkness into His marvelous light, if He gave His only begotten Son to suffer for us, what evil can God do? Let Him take whatever He takes. Let Him take. Okay, brother. Here's the last point. Let Him take. If my sister, I was talking to her just a little bit about this earlier, and her quick response was, everything it costs you to trust and follow Christ, you're only losing worthless things that you don't need.
Hallelujah. Ola duma. Nugi bola tuo. Ka woi poku Jesus ya. Ola duna ga no ga chuo fua. Oda no chicken ga chuo fua. No we ko wo yugu chu Jesus Christ no don ma chuo fu. Ode on ma chicken kofo. Oda odo lo hidu ga wu filuo yugu Christ gbogbo o lo hidu ke ga yu ebu yugu Jesus na chela nu gbogbo iho to Jesus Christ na ke nia men o ko he o da je lu Jesus ya o ke ga wu fi yo lo hi oda na chika ko le chuo fu gbogbo n ko da na che gba nu oda no we ne ne lang oda no ga gbogun.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, the grace of Christ is to be my message until the end. Are there any pastors here? If you lift your hand up, if you're a pastor. The grace of Christ is to be our message.
Jesus Christ.
And we are united in it.
Jesus Christ.
For there is no unity that pleases God.
Hallelujah.
And so I ask you this as I close. Are you thankful? I know you're sick. You came to get your medicine. That's exceedingly wise. Don't let a false prophet tell you not to take your medicine. Take your medicine as a gift from God. This man's a doctor for a reason. Am I telling the truth, sir?
Yes.
That the best thing to do is take your medicine and pray. But no matter what happens unto you, if you get healed or not, be thankful for the grace of God that's unto eternal life. And you'll never murmur. And you'll never perish. And he'll never take it away. And when we fall down, don't look unto yourself. Look unto that grace that's in Christ
Jesus.
And he'll give it again and again and again until we get into heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ. Or that Duman and Oya Lunchia, we get Queen Lilo Pialuna. Hallelujah. So, Anolanya to you, men. Ye come to Jesus Christ. On Dumako Wanya.